Plum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, everything in connection with Lum and Abner's proposed moving picture theater is proceeding according to schedule, with the possible exception of the problem of finding someone to operate the projection machine. Cedric was slated for the job, but so far he has been unable to master the mysteries of the machine. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library discussing the theater.
Well, if Eugene Blevins and them other carpenters have just about got the floor all down over at the warehouse, Lum, well, maybe we ought to start getting them chairs from a lodge hole and setting them up over there and get started.
Well, we can't get them till after next Tuesday night.
After next Tuesday?
Yeah, see, that's when the regular bi-monthly lodge meeting's being held.
Well, law me, are we going to have to tote all them chairs clean back to the lodge hall every Tuesday night?
No, but this meeting next Tuesday is for the election of officers, and they generally have eats at it.
Oh.
So they always have a big turnout for that.
Yeah.
That's why they'll need all them chairs.
Yeah, I see.
Rest of the time, they more than likely won't need them, because they don't have much of a turnout for the generality of their meetings.
Well, I'm proud to hear that. Doggett, I'd hate to be toting them things backwards and forwards all the time anyway. Of course, I reckon a feller could just unfold one of the chairs and sit down and rest himself whenever he gets tired.
Yeah.
It'd be a heap better than toting pioneers backwards and forwards, I believe. I'll take the chair.
Well, you ain't going to have to tote neither one backwards and forwards, so don't worry about it.
Oh.
Except maybe when they're having special meetings at the lodge.
Special ones, huh?
Then we'll more than likely have to loan the chairs back to them. But we'll just close up the picture show them nights.
Well, what nights will that be?
Well, I don't know.
Oh. Well, can't you find out?
Well, I don't know how.
Well, I wish you would, Lum, because that's liable to cost me a lot of money if you don't.
Cost you money?
Why, sure.
Well, how do you figure that?
Well, see, I'm aiming on going down there to the picture show every night.
Well, that's all right. You can do that.
And I'll have me a good seat right down there in front, and I'll look at the picture show every night of the world.
Nobody ain't going to stop you from doing that. You're half owner of the show. You get in free for nothing.
Yeah, but you know, I've been having a little trouble with my eyes here late, ever since you brought me them new glasses from Hot Springs, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't see what that's got to do with this.
Well, it's got a whole lot to do with it.
Of course, I'll tell you one thing. It ain't the glasses that's hurting your eyes.
Ain't
because I never got them out of the regular 10-cent box. Picked them out of the 25-cent ones.
Oh. Well, I don't reckon it's the glasses, then. It's just my eyes. That's what it is. Liz the best sort of worried about them, too, she says.
Yeah, you ain't let them get set to your eyes yet.
No.
Them headaches you've been having ain't got a thing in the world to do with it.
Hey, honey, it ain't the glasses.
No, well, you can tell you need them, because look how red your eyes is.
Yeah, I know. They're just blood red.
Shows how bad you need them.
Oh, yeah. Look like I'm bleeding to death through the eyes all the time.
Maybe you just ain't got the bows bent right so they fit your ears good.
Well, it might be. I'll try them 2 or 3 different ways. But anyway, if I don't know what nights a show's going to be closed, why, I'll go over there unbeknownst whether the show's going to be on or not. And I'll sit there, and when I don't see no picture on the screen, why, I'll just start thinking right away that there's something wrong with my eyes.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. Now, that asthma you've been having, I think you let them glasses slide through that fur down on your nose, and it sort of smothers you.
Reckon that's what's doing it?
Why, sure.
Well, it might be. I'll raise them up a minute. But anyway, Lum, when I figure that I've just about went plumb blind over at the picture show overnight, why, then I'll start out the door and crawl all the way home on my hands and knees.
Crawl home?
Why, sure. I ain't gonna stand up and take a chance on bumping into nothing. Then I'll get Elizabeth to hire somebody to drive me into the county seat.
Well, what are you going in there for?
To get me some new spectacles, natural. I'll have to hire the feller to drive me back to Pine Ridge. More than likely, even have to buy his lunch while we're in there. He always gets hungry. And I'll lose a whole day's work here at the store. I tell you, Lum, that's...
He wants to eat every day, huh?
All the time. Always hungry. I never seen nobody like him.
Well, just calm yourself down, because you won't have to go to none of that trouble.
Huh?
Anytime we close up the picture show, I'll let you know a day or so in advance.
Well, I hope you do, Lum. I just can't stand that expense. Especially the way we've been spending money on this picture show of ours here.
Well, we're just about to the end of our spending now.
Well, they're coming out even. I'm about to the end of the money, too.
And then we'll start taking in money so fast we won't know what to do with it, hardly.
Well, I hope so, Lum. We just can't go on this way much longer. I'll tell you that right now.
And if we'll make so much money, they'll start listing our names in the newspapers every year, telling how much salaries we made during the year.
Will they, sure enough?
Of course they will. That's what they do with a lot of us big moving picture executives.
If that ain't just my luck. Here, I've always wanted to see my name in a big newspaper, and now I won't get to see it.
Won't get to see it?
Of course not. Not with my eyes failing me like that. Somebody'll have to read it.
Wait a minute.
To...
Your eyes are all right to see with.
There.
Why, sure.
Well, they can't be, Lum. Why'd I go to all that trouble to hire a feller to drive me into the county seat so that I could get some new spectacles for them?
You never done that.
Huh?
You was just imagining that's what you'd do if you went to the show some night when it weren't on and got to thinking your eyes had went bad.
Oh, is that all?
Why, sure.
Well, I better call that feller up then. Tell him not to come over here and get me. Let's see what's his ring now.
Abner, get away from that phone.
Doggies, you know, Lum, I can't even think of what his name is. Must be getting absent-minded, too.
Abner, he ain't got no name.
See, why, he must have, Lum. Everybody I know's got a name. I wouldn't call up nobody I didn't know. Let's see.
Abner, you never give him no name.
I know I never give it to him. Mom and Papa more than likely done that. Doggies, I can't even think what it started
with. For goodness sake.
Was it Charlie Redfield?
No, of course not.
Well, I didn't think it was. He ain't even got no car. I wouldn't call him. Let's see who.
Abner, if you just let me explain this to you, you
It weren't Cedric, was it, Lum?
No, Cedric's right back there in the feed room.
It weren't him. There ain't no phone back there.
Still trying to learn himself how to run that moving picture machine. And I'm feared he ain't never going to do it, neither.
Let's see now. Who could that have been?
Abner, I don't believe you realize how serious it is that Cedric ain't learning how to do that.
Why, he'll catch on to it, Lum. Mechanical mind like he's got. Who was it I called? That's what I want to know.
Abner, forget that nonsense and come on back in the feed room and I'll show you what I mean about Cedric. Come on.
All right. Maybe he'll recollect who it was I called him. I'd have heard me.
It's going to be a fine thing if we get this picture show all built and get a house full of customers and then not have nobody to run the picture machine.
Now, doggy, Cedric does look like he's working awful hard at that. Look at there, Lum.
Oh, he works hard enough at it. Just ain't getting no place, though.
Yeah, how you coming along there, Cedric?
Mom, you scared me half to death. Uh-huh. Mr. Abner.
Excuse me. Are you learning how to run that machine yet?
Well, there's a couple of things that still got me stumped to think.
Couple of things, huh?
Yes, Mom. One of them is, how do you get it to work?
Oh.
I forget now what the other one is.
Well, I believe that first one's the important one anyway, sir.
Yes, Mom. I've turned every switch and pushed every button and twisted every handle on this thing, but nothing makes it work, seems like.
Huh.
I picked it up and shook it like you do when a clock won't run, but even that don't do no good, neither.
Well,
Cedric, I don't want you picking up that machine and shaking it. We paid a lot of money for that thing.
Yes, Mom. I wished it worked like a pinball machine. I can work one of them things good.
Yeah, well, it ain't no pinball machine, Cedric.
Well, what you do with one of them is just put a nickel in it and pull a handle
back. We know how they work, Cedric. We know that.
Yes, Mom.
Well, that ought to give you an idea what we're up against, Abner.
Yeah, well, I sort of see what you mean.
Yeah, come on, let's go on back to the front of the store. I might have an idea.
Yeah, I've got to study anyway.
Do you want me to keep working on this, Mr. Lum?
Well, yeah, but be careful with it.
Yeah, don't pick it up and shake it and stuff like that now, Cedric.
No, Mom, I won't. Hardly much. Any?
What's this idea you said you had, Lum?
Well, I don't want to say nothing in front of Cedric, but it just looks like we're going to have to get somebody else to run that thing.
Well, who can we get around here?
I don't know. But I thought maybe if we called up the manager of the Lyric Theater there in the county seat, he might know somebody we could get.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Call him up. Tell him we want somebody cheap, though, Lum. We can't spend no more money.
Long distance. Not very long. He ought to know somebody. Hello, Mamie? This is Lum. Would you... Oh, I'm fine. Would you ring me the Lyric Theater, please, Mom?
Wonder if she'd know who I call.
Huh? Oh, Abner's just fine, too. Hurry up with the call, Mamie. Randy, you know, I don't even know that feller's name.
The man that runs the theater?
Yeah.
Mr. Lyrics, ain't he?
No, that's just the name of the show.
There's a big sign out there.
Our name ain't Mr. Jot'em Down Store. Just got, wait a minute. Hello, Mr. Lyrics. Are you the manager of the theater?
I know my name, I ain't.
Well, this is Lum Eddards out at Pine Ridge.
No, I ain't that absent-minded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the machine you sold us is fine, but we wonder if you knowed somebody we could hire to run it for us.
Abner, see what it's my...
I see.
Peabody.
Can't hardly find one yourself, huh?
I knowed it.
Yeah. How's that? Why, yeah, that's a good idea. You sure that wouldn't bother you none? Well, fine, then. Yeah, next Monday will be fine.
Well, good. Weather report.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, much obliged to you, Mr. Lee. Thanks an awful lot. Goodbye.
Next Monday be fine for what, Lum?
Granny, he said we could send somebody in there and let them sit around his theater and watch them run their machine. Learn it that way.
Well.
Said it oughtn't to take more than a week to catch them.
You mean we'll send Cedric into the county seat for a week?
That's what he said. Ain't that fine?
Well,
of course,
sure.
It might take him a little longer than a week, slow like he is now.
Yeah, well, he can't go anyway, Lum. Cedric, I just happen to think he's got that job over at the defense plant. He can't leave there.
Oh, yeah, Granny's, I plumb forgot about that.
And besides, that takes money to send a feller in there for a week, pay his board and room. I don't believe we can afford it, Lum.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Hadn't thought about the money, neither. Just looks like everything's against us ever getting our picture show opened up.
Yeah, wait a minute. I know it. I believe I got an idea on. I know who we can send in there, and it won't cost us nothing to send him either.
It wouldn't?
No, sir. He's got to go in there anyway, Lum.
Well, good. Who is it?
Me.
You?
Yes, sir, me.
Well, wait a minute. What do you have to go to the county seat for?
Well, don't you recollect to get them spectacles? I done hired a feller to tote me in there. I better call him up right now and tell him to postpone that till next Monday.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.